I'm going to read 4 poems that have been selected for the Dying Matters website, examples of poetry in the hospice. Firstly, Canuta Hita. Some places you never really leave. Part of me still sits on the terrace or strolls on the edge of Jacob's Dam. The pure air is insistent, a union in a needle-leaved boreal landscape. This silence remains. I am never sure if my ears or my eyes hear the easy soaring of the eagle's wings. There are no songs. I am enchanted, and you are with me. We gaze at the southwest horizons, to Scrim and Telemark, sanctioned by the wilds of tree and snow. Those far granite hands fix and crack the sky, cradle the cloud and the mist. I'm enchanted, and you are with me. Here, we never needed to talk about returning. Trucks and travelling. My granddad taught me to build a bike, to make each wheel run true, and then set out, enjoy the ride. I travelled, I built, I worked it out, a lot of trial and error, study it, tackle anything, that's the way of an engineer. Lights and sounds and electronics, leaf springs and shock absorbers, memories in models, the best you can buy at Tamir, spot on. A transcontinental road train, a globe liner, a wrecker truck, HMS Matabele and the supply vessel, both built, balanced, but yet to sail. There was a real Zephyr Mark II that I left in Australia with a note. The keys are inside, yours to take if you want it. I was going home. My father. A building, not a monument to the past, but something that is now built upon a rock, tall, as wide as the arms of 100 fine men. There are windows. The face of a father able to cry another's tears. I love my daughters, comes the voice from the windows. Inside, the finest wood-carved walls. 5 daughters, I am so proud. Neat a navy black cloth, a shawani, a bosky suit, hands upon a hookah pipe, shisha smoke drawing that deep, deep smell. I have a yearning to see through his eyes the possibilities of peace. What he lost taught him how to love. See, there is a small boat to step upon, a dwelling, cushions to curl into, as a place to dream, to dream. The water pulses against the boards. The night is breathing. This is not sleep. It is a place to quench the thirst for dreams, and then, upon the morning shore, to miss him less and love him more. Becoming. Another evening, in the silence of a place, becoming something new. Unformed histories, a murmuration, seconds of existence, insequent, innumerate. A chaos to hold the signature of art, then let it go. The silence of a place that is devoid of fear. Everything settles amongst the reeds.